This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers. Cybertron. But now, we shall witness its dismemberment.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. This is episode 162, 163. I don't remember if Steve's counting the origins as part of the overall numbering anymore. I am, of course, TFG1 and Mike, and I'm back this week, yay. And also returning is that cartoon real loving Cyclonus fangirl Nicole Hailstorm. Hello.
Do you want me here or not?
Hey, the Chaos Bringer made me say that. It's all his fault. I am an acolyte of Unicron. Or Unicorn, or whatever you want to call the thing.
Hey, Unicorn's Gundam, so I can't complain.
There you
so.
Go. There you go. We're here just to do a little thing, folks. This isn't a news update or anything like that, but for anyone that's been paying attention over the last 12 years, this month, currently, in July, the IDW Transformers universe is going to end, and it ends with Unicron. After 12 years, they finally are bringing the Monster Planet into the IDW universe. And normally I wouldn't do something like this, kind of like a discussion on somebody else's review of a comic issue or whatever, but I don't know, I saw the headline on my Google feed on my phone and I'm like, really? Really? Because I read the issue zero, which was the free comic book day issue, and I've read the first issue, which just came out as of this recording this past week. And this person's review on IGN, of all places, and if anyone knows the Geekcast Radio Network history with IGN, we don't have any direct ties with them, but half the stuff they do in general as a website, that's why we even got into the top 100 countdowns, folks, because the very first thing we were like, does anyone have a top 100 animated series of all time list? Oh, IGN has one. We found this in 2009. Or whatever. IGN has one. It's 100 pages you have to click through to see every entry. So,
yeah.
Clickbait, whatever kind of thing. And it's like, how can we do this better? You know? So, we have, you know, we're always scoffing at IGN as a whole. Not one specific person, but the website and how they do their website in specifics. I don't necessarily want to call the author of the review out. I'm not trying to bully him. I'm not trying to bully anything out of this. I just think that this writer's review,
well, it was definitely clickbait because it made you click on it.
Yeah. Besides the title of the article, the way that Google promoted it to me was, check out IGN's very scathing review of Transformers Unicron number 1. And I'm like, scathing review? Come on now, it wasn't that bad.
You know what, that's the thing, because when you linked me to this article, I was just like, I honestly didn't think the review was that bad. Actually going to halfway defend the author here.
Yeah.
Because his review was, because I hurried and read the first issue. I didn't like go into depth and everything like right. I like to when I do a review. But as a person, like he probably is, that just picked up the issue and said, okay, if I'm a new person picking up this issue, I don't know hard. I just know the bare minimum about Transformers, and he says, and he gave his opinion. And I'm like, okay, I could agree where he's coming from with a lot of things. The only thing I couldn't really agree with is when he was complaining about Alex's use of scale.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if there's one thing Alex is great about, it's scale work. And I just wanted to, and I wish I could go to, back to the author and say, which panels were you talking about?
Yeah.
Or where were you coming from about that? Because I was looking at the artwork and I was just like, this artwork's gorgeous. Alex, I love to see Alex works. Alex come back for this. I've missed Alex. I know that's hard to say because, you know, me and Alex, we have that love-hate relationship.
Yeah, you have your own 50 Shades of Alex issues.
Me and Alex are buddies, okay?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, but I just want to know where he's coming from when he said that. Like I said, I wasn't able to go in and look at all the details, but that two-page splash page, I wonder if that's what he's talking about, with the big, huge explosion with the arc and all the different characters. I don't know if that's the page he's talking about, if the reader was just looking at it from his perspective. I don't know. Again, it's an opinion article, but
yeah,
when someone said scathing review, I'm like, I didn't think it was that bad of a review.
Yeah, it's not that bad of a review. And I did post on Twitter when I first saw this article, I shared it through Twitter, and I'm like, I think @IGN is underwhelming. Because, again, it's not about this person. It has nothing to do with this person. It's the company as a whole and how they obviously get people like me and like everybody else to look at this stuff. Now, I'm looking at this, and I'm just kind of going through here looking at the art and looking at how bots are standing next to each other or whatever. And he's talking about the scale of Alex's art and how the giant robots don't feel like they're to scale with Unicron or with whatever. Unicron's a giant friggin' planet.
And the robots
are so much smaller than that. I mean,
People have always, mm-hmm. always have complained about that. People have complained about that with the toys. Like, well, Unicron needs to be bigger. Well, you're going to spend a fortune on a toy then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a planet-sized robot. Okay, that planet might be Pluto, but, you know.
Okay, if you go, and I'm saying this to the audience more so than you, if you go to page 14, there's a section here, and we're not trying to spoil this, but I am going to read the bubbles here. It's Optimus, Bumblebee, and RC. RC, there's no one I'd rather follow into a malevolent planet bent on universal destruction. You really know how to flatter a bot. Okay, so the reason why I'm pointing this page out, this panel on page 14 out, they are, I assume, on Unicron, because even though I've read this issue for the story already, we're not reviewing the issue at this point. That's going to come later down the line in the pull bag and here on All Things Transformers. But you have Optimus on the left, Bumblebee in the middle, and RC on the right with her flame swords.
Okay.
You have Unicron as the background wherever they're standing. The background is obviously bigger than they are. I would say Optimus is about 6 foot. Obviously not, but I'm thinking in human terms here. I'm thinking in our height, not necessarily giant.
Optimus is supposed to be like nearly 3 stories tall.
Okay.
If I remember right.
Okay, so let's say Optimus is 3 stories tall, Bumblebee's 1.5, and RC is 2 stories tall. Okay. The scale of how different they all are and their sizes, they're not just giant robots standing on a giant robotic planet. They fill the space, but the space also surrounds them. So my point here is, the author of the article is like, the scale needs to be done better, or whatever it is that he says. And I'm like, really? Because the scale looks fine to me.
See, that's the only part that I had a problem. I just want to know what panels he was talking about. That's the only problem I had with this author's opinion. with the rest of his stuff, when he's talking about, you know, it's the first issue, and if you're coming into it and you have no idea about the history or what is going on, I can see where he's probably kind of like,
exactly.
And I get it. You're talking years of stuff, especially if you're talking John Barber stuff.
Yeah.
James Roberts. Well, yeah. Both James and John. They, and this is no knock on either one of them. They're very wordy. Mm-hmm. Their scripts are very long, and there's a lot of detail that they've probably missed in the few years that they've been working on it. So when you do come into just a single issue like this, like, ooh, well, look, Unicron's back. I haven't seen Unicron since I was younger when I went and saw the 86 movie, you know?
Right.
And so coming into it, I can see where he might be a little confused, maybe have a little bit of a lackluster. But I'm hoping that we'd be like, well, what happened? Who are these new Fembots? Who are these other characters? Hopefully that will stir some interest for him to go back and reread the previous issues. And so I'm hoping with this author of this article, I'm hoping that's what it'll end up with. And I just don't get why they were saying scathing review. I don't get, that's what ticks me off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And that's more Google than it is IGN. That's a Google headline thing or whatever. Like, there's certain things on the Google feed on smartphones where you can follow, like Transformers or whatever. So if you follow the topic of Transformers, like I keep getting all the news articles, even though I don't want half of them, like all the news articles from TFW 2005 or something. And maybe it was them that their headline said, oh, it was a scathing review. It's not a scathing review. It's actually a very good objective review if this person has not read anything in the last 12 years from IDW. That's my question.
I think this author did a pretty good job with this article. I just don't get the headline.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think it's underwhelming. Well, I wouldn't say it's underwhelming. I could see where it's kind of a little confusing to a person that's just walking into it.
That's the thing, and that's the main reason why I wanted to do this episode of All Things Transformers, is to basically say, IDW has been doing this for 12 years. They've set up this story for 12 years. Do you have to read every single thing to be able to catch up? No.
No.
But you have to start somewhere. Like when I was told to read More Than Meets the Eye, I was instructed to start with the Death of Optimus Prime one-shot and then either pick a path. Go with Rodimus, the best Prime ever, on the Lost Light, or stay with Starscream and Cybertron and the politics and all that, or I could take both paths and read both. Well, obviously, if anyone's listened to the Pullbag, Autobotly, April, August, all that stuff, everything else, we've done that. We've covered all those in Robots in Disguise, also known as just Transformers and More Than Meets the Eye, Future Lost Light, and obviously Transformers Became Optimus Prime. We're about to go do Lost Light and Optimus Prime next month in Autobotly August on the Pullbag and here on All Things Transformers. My thing is, the reason why I got upset about the review is because you have to take into consideration what exactly John Barber as a writer has to do. This is the universe ending story. Whatever the IDW is going to do next, who knows? Not necessarily who cares, but who knows? That's not here yet. Focus on this. Here's the thing. As a writer, he not only has to keep the story going that has been going for the last 12 years, he also has to find ways to introduce people to this. Even though this is the end, he has to have them be able to get a beginning out of it. And this issue zero was a great setup, because it was a whole mystery thing of like, oh, what's this signal? What's this? What's that? And this issue, what I thought, just in general, without really reviewing it, is, okay, this is just setup. Unicron is here. He's destroying the colonies. He's munching on the planets like he always does, and whatever else. And the bots don't know how to deal with it because they've never faced anything like this. If you've never faced anything like this, then you're not going to know how to deal with it. You know, the writer says something about the politics on Cybertron and the fact that they're, you know, infighting and war again and whatever else. Well, of course that's going to happen. I haven't even read a single issue of Optimus Prime or Lost Light at this point yet. I need to, and I'm going to. But as someone who has been reading everything up to that point before the changeover of the titles, and still keeping up with the news and everything else, I followed this fairly easily. Like, that's the thing. John has to set this up for new people and us old fogies as well.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna defend the author. Like I said, I just want to know which panels he was having a problem with. That's the only question I had about it. But again, then you go, well, art, it's all about art. Art is all about the perspective of the viewer. It's all in the eye of the beholder, right?
Yep.
So, like I said, I've always pretty much enjoyed Alex's art. But don't tell him that. So I was glad to see that he was back, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
And James and John both, even though James is not on this, he's finishing up his story over on The Lost Light with the best Prime ever.
Everyone knows that Nova Prime's the best Prime.
No, it's Rodimus or Bust. You gotta throw a little Hot Rod Red in there, you know. I mean, come on. The universe is ending. Like, this is something. Sad. This is something that is sad. This is something that it should be met with trepidation because, as I said earlier, we don't know and we won't know until IDW still. I know. I remember when the news came out about this, when it first came out about that the universe was ending and they were gonna not do this specific Transformers type stuff anymore. Everyone was like, "Oh my God, does IDW not have the license?" No, they still have the license, folks. They're still gonna be making Transformers comics. They're just not gonna be making these Transformers, this universe, IDW universe story that they've set up. They're finishing this. And I like that. I think that's cool. I think that's great. You know, they started this 12 years ago. It's been a 12-year journey, and I only jumped on, like I said, right there at Death of Optimus Prime, and that was 5 years ago with the pull bag? When I first started the podcast, yeah. So, you know, it's crazy. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully something is left out of this universe.
Well, like I said, on my interview that you did, I'm sad and excited to see where this goes. I'm sad because I've enjoyed the journey. James and John have done a great job with the writing. All the artists have done an amazing job. But I'm a person that likes change. I'm one of those few people, I look forward to change. And so I'm looking forward to what's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I can't be excited to see where the writers and the artists are going in their future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a great time to be a fan of IDW's Transformer stuff right now, because you have so much going on. And at this point, whatever they do next, that doesn't take away from the last 12 years. You can still, you know, your little niece and nephew or whomever, you know, people out there, children, whatever, really, though kids should not be reading these Transformers comics, but
Hockey Prime, that's what she does with her kids. Mm-hmm. Every time there's a new comic, she sits down and she reads them with her kids. And I think that's great. I don't think they're too horrible and too graphic or too...
All I'm going to say is lengthways. It's a little graphic.
It can be graphic, but I mean, as a parent, you know what your kids can handle.
Well, obviously, you know? Yes. I'm not saying parents don't know. But I'm just...
It's not sex criminals, okay? You're not going to be...
You brought that into this? Holy crap. Wow. You know, I reviewed the first two volumes of that. I need to get back to that series. Anyway, Transformers Unicron number one is out now. Basically, folks, I'm going to be giving you the checklist for how to read the series, you know, basically the reading order. And I can't wait until IDW does the
collection.
Yeah, the phase two or phase three or whatever collection, to see how they collect all of this. Because you'll hear in the first episode of Autobotly August, folks, we're going to be talking about Windblade Distant Stars and how confusing it was when that was collected.
What is this I sense? The taint of Primus?
Alright, folks, so here's your Transformers Unicron universe ending checklist. Here's how you read them, and this is when they're going to be released. Transformers Unicron number 0, which was a Free Comic Book Day issue, came out, obviously, Free Comic Book Day, first Saturday in May. In July, which I find this hilarious that they're basically starting this in July, and Orson Welles was the original voice of Unicron. Transformers Unicron number 1 and 2, you read those. Then you read Lost Light number 21. In August, you read Unicron 3 and 4. Lost Light 22 and 23, Optimus Prime 22 and 23, and then in September, Unicron 5 and 6, Lost Light 24 and 25, and Optimus Prime 24 and 25. So before the end of the year, the IDW Transformers universe will be gone.
I know, that's kind of sad and crazy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows what goodness we might be getting.
Yes, exactly. Because, and the crazy thing is, when I just said that, the first thing I thought of was, ooh, shattered glass, till all are gone.
I hate you.
I know. It's funny.
No, so I'm not complaining about this author's article.
No, I'm not either.
Yep. I think he has some very valid points. And you know what? I say go and read it, get your own opinions, and, you know, enjoy the journey.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Have fun. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on this little mini edition of All Things Transformers. I don't know when we're going to have another new episode. I'm not sure if Steve and I are going to do a news episode, if I'm going to get somebody else to do a new Transformers Origins episode. I have no clue. Go back and listen to Nicole's ATTF Origins episode. Go back and listen to...
It's the shortest of the three girls.
Really? How long was Heather's?
Hers is about like 10 minutes longer than mine.
Oh, okay. Well, so as I said last time, and I'll say it again here at the end of this show.
Like I said, I hate to do this, but I know this sounds weird. Out of all the three of us, I think it's really weird that I'm the one that speaks the less.
The least, yeah.
Least of, like, if you know me, that's kind of weird to say.
Yeah, exactly. So, I had a plan to do a triple threat of Fembot All Things Transformers Origins episode. It was going to be Hahi Prime, Lady Wreck, and Beatles Diva here.
That's me.
Hahi Prime was almost a year ago at this point. Lady Wreck, I don't know when we put out her episode. March of this year? Okay. And obviously Beatles Divas was last week, this week, whenever it was, whenever this episode goes live. Out of the three of them, Lady Wreck talks the most because she took 30 minutes for the first question.
And I thought it was adorable.
Oh, God. What the hell are we going to do with you, Whirl?
We're awesome.
Yes. So, as I said, folks, I'm not sure what is going to be going on for All Things Transformers at some point. We'll figure it out. Transform, Transcend, and this September, till all are gone.
Aww. Aloha.
Hey, that was fun!
Autobots, roll out.
Perhaps for the last time.
Come out, Autobot! We all must die sometime.
Not today, Galvatron.
All right! Hooray, we've done it! Way to go! isn't even dented. Oh, shit, what are we gonna do now?
It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the touch! You got the touch!
Arise, Rodimus Prime.
Optimus. Yeah!